Welcome to the Mama Bear Dare podcast. We are Leslie and Tessie, your hosts. On this podcast, we love to talk to women you've never heard of. They're the women shaping and inspiring those around them to just live a life of love and compassion. Their stories might not make headline news, but for those around them that are able to witness kind of the beauty in their everyday life, they certainly are changing our world. So we want to give them a platform to share it with you because we know you guys are creating ripples and we think that they will encourage you to create even bigger ones. So on today's Mama Bear Mini, our midweek episode, we are discussing why it's so important to trust your gut when it comes to your health in the segment we like to call, Let's Talk About Health, Baby. We give you a recipe that has us drooling well into the night in our segment, When You Know Better, You Do Better. And finally, we offer you what has become a Mama Bear community favorite, things we should probably feel guilty about, but don't. I can't wait to get in the podcast, but first, a note from our sponsors.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Get your free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audible.com/mamabeardares. And thank you so much to all of you who have used our Amazon banner ad on our website. Remember, it doesn't cost you anything extra to use this, but it does help the Mama Bear Dares. So we really appreciate you making that a part of your Amazon purchase routine. Should we get into it, Tessie?
Let's do it.
Talk about health, baby.
Baby.
So, Tessie, we received great feedback from our episode number 12, which was called On Obsessions, Allergies, and Being Brave. It was in this episode that we first unveiled the segment, Let's Talk About Health, Baby! Did we sing it like that?
We didn't, and I've said it in the exact opposite way in my head every single time, but I appreciated the note you hit there.
Baby! Well, recently you have been dealing with a little bit of a health problem, and I know it's reminded you how important it is to trust your gut when it comes to our own health and how important it is to be an advocate for your own health. So, Tessie, will you share your experience with us as an encouragement for some mama bears who might be struggling with something similar?
I would love to. And by love to, I mean probably not love, but I'll do it anyway. I think it's important. Well,
thank you.
I have been pretty open on my own personal social media pages and my blog about how for the last slightly over a year, I've been dealing with some pretty terrible acne. Now, I had terrible acne when I was younger, going through puberty and in high school. I actually was on something called Accutane, which is basically poison, now that I know a little better. But it's kind of the highest thing you can go on for acne. And it cleared up. I'd have a few flare-ups, but as I've gotten older, I just really didn't have a problem with it. So it really, when it came back over a year ago, it shocked me. And I wasn't as into the holistic lifestyle that I am now at that time. But even then, I had a feeling that something more was going on. It just didn't feel, it was worse than any acne I'd ever experienced. So I started doing some research. I went to acupuncture. I did kind of organic facials and a lot of those kind of treatments. I've been to naturopaths. I've been to various natural docs. I also went to kind of your standard doctors as well. Of course, the dermatologist wanted to put me on a number of pills to kind of treat the symptom, but I always felt like something more was going on. I ended up going plant-based, as I've talked about before, and it did get better. It was still pretty rampant, but I wasn't getting quite as many bouts of cystic acne, kind of those really big ones that stay for weeks and weeks.
And didn't you switch your water also?
Oh, yeah. I started buying like this high pH alkalized water. I live in Michigan, and this was even before kind of the Flint water crisis. I felt like it tasted different. And so I did. I started buying different water, wondering if there was something I was allergic to in Michigan, quite frankly. So, many doctors were telling me this is just a phase. I'm almost 34, and they said you can have kind of weird hormonal rushes as you age. But even with all of these really intelligent, compassionate doctors telling me this is just a phase, go on this and this medicine and it'll probably push through, I just have been eager to get to the root of the problem because, again, this just wasn't normal, right? So I made an appointment. We live close to Western Michigan University, and my experience at the University of Iowa clinics was that a lot of times having doctors newly out of med school and into the rotations is they're just eager to get to the bottom of something and they're willing to try a lot of different things. So I met with a doctor. She was phenomenal. She said the same thing. We need to do kind of food allergies. We need to do hormonal checks. We need to do all of this. Fast forward many weeks and many tests later, and I found out there's a large cyst on one of my ovaries. It's so large, in fact, that it's to the point where it's potentially going to rupture. This cyst can and probably did cause not just my acne, but the bloating that I've been having that I knew was also not normal, but other doctors had kind of shrugged off. I was really, really hesitant. They found the cyst through an ultrasound. That ultrasound was going to cost a decent amount of money out of pocket. I even leading up to the day that I was supposed to have the test, I was going to cancel because I'm young, I'm really healthy, and overall I have phenomenal energy. I feel amazing. So I was going to cancel it, and I just could not escape the feeling in my gut that I needed to go.
So were you going to cancel based on just it was a huge amount of money
It
kind of
was
thing?
Yeah, it was a huge amount of money. It was time. And it just felt like, have I been having too many tests? You get to the point where you're like, a lot of these tests are showing up that maybe I'm at the high range. I'm really close to like not being able to digest gluten, for instance. She's like, you're borderline celiacs, but you're still within the normal range kind of thing. So it was all of those that was like, yeah, this isn't great, but you're still okay, to where I just felt like, you're fine, Tessie. Like, this is in your head. So it was a combination of the financial as well as just like, this is probably okay. And I felt like once I knew that there was the cyst and that that was the reason or one of the reasons for the acne, for the abdominal pain, for the bloating, I realized I cannot be alone. I've certainly heard from friends and from other mama bears that we take care of everybody else. And we'll be like, gosh, I've just been so tired lately. Haven't you heard friends say that? Right? Just, I'm tired. And when you have a newborn, that certainly makes sense, or kids who have been sick in the middle of the night. But really, you shouldn't be just tired. That's not exactly something we should be going through life with. I think we're so hesitant to listen to our gut when it's saying something's actually going on, you need to figure this out. And so maybe we drink 4 cups of coffee, or we treat the symptoms the way the dermatologist was wanting me to treat, the acne, as opposed to getting to the actual issue. So, as kind of nerve-wracking as it was when I thought about sharing that, because I'm going to be fine and I didn't want it to sound like this is going to be a major deal. I hope it isn't a major deal. I still think that as mama bears and anyone listening to this, if something feels wrong, you need to explore that further.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice. I'm just still thinking like, okay, let's tell our mama bears, like, let's walk through this for you. So you are giving it a month and then tell us what happens next.
Yeah, so in this month, my doctor wants me to try birth control pills, see if it shrinks. If it doesn't shrink, then I'll have surgery to just remove it or remove some of it to biopsy. I wasn't clear if we remove the whole thing or just part of it to biopsy it. But our hope is that the birth control pills make it shrink. If it shrinks, then it's probably benign, and we'll just keep an eye on it. And if it doesn't shrink, then there might be a larger issue. And there's still a might there. It might be a larger issue. So yeah, I have a month to kind of do that and see how it goes. I want to be proactive about it, but I also don't want to blast it with a bunch of other chemicals that could adversely affect what's going on too. So we'll see, I guess.
So, what is your mental state right now? Are you feeling scared, nervous, relieved? What, tell me what that's like.
Probably all of them. And I think that's the other thing I wanted the mama bears to know is that I've actually heard from one of my good friends who had a feeling something was going on. And she said, I just don't want to go here that something is wrong. And I will tell you, when I first heard them say, you do have a large cyst, I started crying because who wants to hear that?
Yeah, of
E
course.
yeah, even though I know I have had cysts on my ovaries before, but they're all really small, and so they tend to go away with hormone flushes. You don't want to hear that it's a large cyst. You don't want to hear that it's not going to just go away unless something happens. Yes, it was not great at the time, but then I got feeling like, oh, thank God, we have an answer. For a year, I've been telling doctors something else is going on other than just my acne and my bloating, other than just becoming 34. And there is. And so there's some relief in knowing I trust in my gut, and my gut was telling me all along the truth, right? So now we've gotten to the truth. I mean, I'm a natural optimist. So I assume it's all going to be great and that it's going to be more just a life lesson to really listen to what's going on.
Yeah, and to advocate for yourself,
Yeah.
because you went to a lot of places and saw a lot of people that wanted to give you an answer that you didn't feel comfortable with, and so you kept on going until you found the person that was willing to really hear you, and that takes a tremendous amount of really doing your research and advocating for yourself beyond just the listening to yourself.
Right, you're so right. You guys, that's hard. It's so hard to look at someone who went to school for 10 years and say, no, I think, not that you're wrong, but I think there's actually more. And then look at you and say, no, there's not.
I
And
know.
you have to have a boldness, you really, like the mama bear has to come out on behalf of yourself, and it rarely does that. Our mama bear is often triggered by the love we have for someone else, but I'm just encouraging you to do it for yourself too, because there will be moments where you're like, I am just ridiculous looking at this doctor telling them they're wrong when I've only Googled it, or I'm only, and don't Google it, you guys. I actually didn't Google it. I really didn't. I wanted to be able to trust my gut as opposed to trust WebMD. So really, really try to do that as well. Stay away from the website and just, really just listen to yourself. You know more about your body than anyone ever will. Leslie, anyway, after that, I did say that getting rid of meat and dairy was an essential part to starting to really be able to kind of hear my body over the last year because it was no longer fighting off regular inflammation that dairy can cause. I feel like some of the messages were getting confused there because dairy, as we said in that episode 12, inflames the body in a way that can make you miss the messages. So today I thought we should encourage people to try just a meatless Monday in our segment, When You Know Better, You Do Better.
Right. And you're not actually talking just about meatless. Are you talking about dairy-free as
Oh, yeah.
well? Okay. So plant-based Monday. I wish
I love
that
it.
they both started with the same letter. That would be much more fun.
Yes. We'll figure something out. I believe in us.
Well, I mean, who knows what the Mama Bear listeners, where they fall on kind of the spectrum of what they eat. I know in our family, we rarely cook meat at home. But when we go out, part of our family will eat meat. But we've always really been into the local food scene, and I don't know, I read Michael Pollan's books years ago, and have kind of admired him throughout, and he really talks about local food movement and just buying what's available within your region, within your season. And so I love this idea of not only for the health benefits of maybe eliminating some meat from your diet and some dairy from your diet, but I also love it from the standpoint of just being able to get creative in the kitchen. So I think, when we challenge our listeners, no matter where they stand morally or health-wise regarding the foods that they put into their body, hopefully this can just be a challenge to just shake up their normal dinner routine.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the more I learned about the meat and dairy industry as a whole, the more I understood how detrimental it can be for our own health as well as the health of the planet. But that's a journey. Again, we talk about journeys all the time. You learn, you move on, and when you know better, you do better. Am I
That's right.
right? Yes. So if you want to learn more, Mama Bears, I would highly recommend the documentaries Forks Over Knives, Food Inc., and Cowspiracy. Those are great. That's kind of it, they run the gamut for telling you about the health impacts of the meat dairy industry, as well as the impacts, again, on the environment and the earth. I also loved the book Eating Animals and any of Michael Pollan's. You can hit him up. Remember, you have your free download on
That's right.
audible.com/MamaBearDares. So grab one of those.
Eating Animals, is that Jonathan Safran Foer?
It is. It
Oh,
is.
that was such a great book.
It's such a great book. I know if you guys are like me, if someone would have told me to read those or watch those at certain points in my life, I would have been like, you hippie, you just need to chill. So if you're not there, you're not there. Whatever. That's totally fine. But they are interesting. And if you're going to start anywhere, I would start with that book because he is, first of all, a great writer. Read all of his books. But also, he does it in a way that's more journalistic and less, kind of personal stories.
His wife is an amazing writer also. Oh my gosh, her name is Nicole Krauss, and she wrote a book. It's a novel. It's called The History of Love. Oh, it was an amazing book. And it's a perfect example, a personal example of how when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Because my friend Holly gave me this book probably, honestly, like 8 years ago. She's like, you have to read this. And it's the Nicole Krauss book. And I finally picked it up last year and I read it twice straight through. It just
Really?
was so beautiful. So, anyway, it doesn't have anything to do with food, but just as a side
We're
note.
assuming Nicole's listening. So, Nicole, hit us up. We want you on the Mama Bear Dares
Okay,
podcast.
another super random story about
Let's hear
Jonathan
it.
Safran Foer.
Yeah.
My son's orthodontist was his college roommate their freshman year.
You told me about that because I got so excited. Jonathan, we'll have you on the Mama Bear Dares podcast. It's fine. Yeah, maybe Oliver needs to get braces just so we can have that relationship.
I know, honestly. It might be worth the investment, even though I don't think he really needs them. Okay, so we want to share a great recipe that both our families have enjoyed. Our kids love this. I've seen your kids eat it, I've seen my kids eat it, and they ask for seconds. It's a vegan, plant-based mac and cheese recipe. And you're just like, what? How can a mac and cheese recipe be without dairy? It is
Oh,
the miracle of nutritional yeast,
it
is what
is.
I think it is.
It is, yes.
But it's a fantastic recipe. It's actually pretty easy. So it's on those nights where you're feeling like you might like a casserole, you could make this ahead and then bake it when you're ready. We can't say enough about it.
Yeah. We will link it to the show notes. And just for you mama bears, it is a baked mac and cheese, but we've actually done it. My husband gets a little too impatient sometimes, so we've not baked it. We've just kind of combined it all, shot some heat through it, and it was delicious that way too. It obviously didn't have We didn't put the breadcrumbs on top, but it's phenomenal. It really is
It's
so
funny you
good.
say that because we've done that. We've baked it, but without the breadcrumbs, and it's still really good. We always double it.
Yes, we
There's
triple
five
it.
of us eating, and there's you triple
We triple
it
it, yep.
for the seven of you. So it really is a great go-to kind of recipe. I've actually made this for my mom and stepdad, which they loved it, and that's saying a lot because every time I'm feeling like I have a headache or I have a, my mom notices a cough, she immediately is like, "You need to eat a hamburger." It's like the cure for everything. So she's very much like she's, they're actually, they're very great cooks and fantastic. I mean, they eat good, real food, from scratch. I mean, my stepdad actually had a diner for 5 years, so they know what they're doing, but it's just funny. Our philosophies sometimes take different courses when it comes to eating, lactose-free or dairy-free. But they love this recipe also. This so I think it really is a crowd pleaser. Awesome. So we've gotten a bit heavy on this episode, and I
Have
feel
we?
like we should end. Well, I mean, health scares and cysts aren't like super
You're
up there.
right. You're right. We couldn't make a wrap to those and make it fun. But mac and cheese, I mean.
True. So I feel like we should lighten things up with our final segment. This was a real crowd pleaser before,
It
Tessie,
sure
and I'm gonna
was.
hit it again.
Okay. Is it sad that we have so much to draw from for this segment?
I know. We could do this every podcast from now until eternity. These are the things we should probably feel guilty about, but actually don't. So let's rapid fire
It.
this, shall we, sister? I recently bought a new pair of Velcro shoes for my 6-year-old instead of teaching her how to tie her laces. I don't feel guilty. We'll give it some more time.
I haven't cleaned my house in weeks, maybe months, and I should feel guilty, but I don't.
Nah, who cares about that? I actually did not attend one of the kids' soccer games. Okay, I'm lying. I didn't go to two of the children's soccer games this weekend.
The truth. You can't handle the truth.
And I did actually start to feel pretty guilty about this, but then I realized, you know what? It's youth sports. They're having fun. That's the point of it. Like, they're there to have fun. It's not about me, and therefore, guilt, I release you.
Amen. Zach's been gone the last 4 days, and I was a great wife. I bought a nicer bottle of wine, more like that 11 to 14 price point, which is kind of rich for my blood. And I bought it for when he returned so that we could drink it together on our porch. It's supposed to be nice. I drank it already. She gone. She gone.
She gone.
I mean, I should feel guilty about it, but I don't. So she gone.
She gone. So this one is an interesting one. Okay, so my dog turned one last Friday.
Daffy.
So Daffodil got a little birthday party. We baked her a cake. We bought her presents. And I didn't hang streamers. And I didn't feel guilty about it. Now, here's the thing. Why would I feel guilty about hanging streamers for my dog's birthday party?
Because Daffy is sitting on her throne of judgment at the top of the stairs. Like, I am not coming down until streamers are involved.
This is a new segment I think that should be called I Started to Feel Guilty, but then I realized I was straight up crazy. So she didn't get streamers. I don't know.
Poor Daff. All right. Even though I was plant-based last year, and I believe in the power and the discipline of gardening. And I even had someone till the soil.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I went for it. I didn't garden. I didn't plant a single fruit or vegetable. It was just one more thing. And the garden like stared at me all summer, just tilled and beautiful until weeds overtook it. Zach for sure laid on a little guilt about having someone till it. But you know what? As hard as I tried, I can't feel guilty about it.
It was one more thing.
It
Let it
was
go.
one more thing. Okay.
Well, speaking of our dog Daffodil, over the weekend we finally had some good weather, and so I made the kids go out and clean up all the dog mess that was in the yard. And then I was like, guys, I have to go to the bathroom. And then I went inside and I scrolled through Facebook for like 20 minutes while they did that disgusting job.
Well, let's just unpack this for a second. It's poop, Leslie. It's dog poop.
It's mess. It is dog mess. I can't. I'm not going to say it. I can't say it. My proper roots just won't allow for such scatological terminology.
I salute you. That is amazing. Good job.
All right. So I do have one more.
Ooh, you do? Let's hear it.
Oh, so I
I
actually
sense
probably.
hesitation. You can do it. You can do it.
Ugh. Okay, so we had a PTA meeting last week. It was on a Monday night, and a dear good friend of mine said, "Hey, can you pick up Peyton in the morning on your way to school?" And I do this a lot. It's really, like, it's not a big deal at all. It's she lives like a block away. And so whenever she asks me, though, I always put a sign on my door because I don't want to forget them. And like, you know, mornings aren't like my best, strongest, clearest eyed part of the day. So I always put this sign up. And I was at the PTA meeting. Usually she calls me or texts me. And so like immediately I get it and I get the sign up. But she asked me at PTA, and I was like, "Yeah, no problem, of course." And then to myself, I'm like, "How am I going to remember this? Because I don't have the
Your
sign to
sign,
tape on the door." And sure enough,
Oh no.
I forgot to pick Peyton up for
Oh,
school.
Peyton.
And so that morning, he was waiting and waiting for Ms. Klipsch to come pick him up, and she never came.
Oh no.
And so his mom texted me like 2 hours after school began and was like, "I'm sorry if Peyton wasn't ready and you just had to leave him, you know?" And I totally forgot and I fessed up and I apologized all over the place. And I guess the moral of the story is that I actually should feel guilty
I
about
didn't want to
that.
say it. I didn't want to say it. You should. You can do better because I know you. I believe strongly that you can do better.
Better.
Let's develop a better system than a note on your door. We'll
I
do
should have
that
set an
next time.
alarm on my
Yep.
phone.
Okay. That'll be for future. It's
Okay.
fine though. You know, you can let go of that guilt and know you're gonna do better next time.
So, Mama Bears, before we get on to today's dare, I just wanted to thank you again for supporting the podcast, for giving us awesome feedback on social media and on iTunes. Please do continue to rate and review us on iTunes. It really does just take a few seconds, but makes a huge impact on the logarithm that iTunes uses to push podcasts into listeners' ears. And don't forget that we will be drawing this week for the style consultation given by fashion blogger Yossi Back. And remember to enter that, you just need to go to the iTunes page and leave a rating and a review. So good luck, and you will find out the winner soon.
Yeah, should we do the Mama Bear Dare? Mama Bears, today we want to encourage you to take your health into your own hands. No one knows your body as well as you do. No machine, no doctor, not your wife, husband, partner, So give yourself that breast exam, learn to listen to every ache or pain, and then don't go to Google, right? We talked about this. Just keep track of when the pains happen, and if they don't go away, you need to look into it. We don't want to encourage you to fight death or aging tooth and nail, but we do want to encourage you to embrace the one body you get in this lifetime and to take care of it the way your mama bear takes care of the children or pets in your care. If something feels wrong, then pursue it until you have answers. Mama bear, life isn't done with you yet. Your voice and your heart are important to your people, so take care of you. It can be scary, but find another mama bear who will go with you and give you the support and encouragement you need. Life is hard, but sisters soften the blow. Happy Wednesday, mama bears. Have a great week.
Have a great week, mama bears.